Dustin Roth is joining me. He's the Marketing and Communications Director for the Greater Burlington Partnership. Well, he had a busy week last week, to put it mildly, with Ragbri coming to town. We're going to talk about the Gus Macker three-on-three basketball tournament. That's coming up this weekend. But
yes,
one of the things that we're just talking about the fact is, overall, the general consensus was that it was a successful event in Burlington. First time Rivertown has ever had a host. Mm-hmm. First time Burlington's ever been an overnight. Considerably different than being an ending town, isn't it?
It is a little bit. Thank you for having me this morning. I think overall, the community response from the riders and volunteers was very positive. I think everybody had a great time. We had riders all over the community. If you were out and about, the parks were full of riders. Almost all of the parks were full of riders. Dankwart and Craper was full. North Hill, across from us right here was full.
If you've got a shade tree, you're going to have
campers. Yep. it was. So overall, it was great. The party went really well. The riders arrived a little bit later than what we were expecting. I had heard there was a bit of a headwind, and I don't know if the rain we had earlier had deterred riders
much at all. What we had was something we seemed to have just about every day, and that was we had a lot of the first half of every day, if it wasn't necessarily. Now, Sunday was kind of a different day because of the rain that came in. That,
mm-hmm.
It was not a real great way to start the week, but
sure.
We had a lot of, there was a lot of really bumpy, I mean, one of the things we noticed, the first half of the rides for most of the days were really bumpy hills and uphills. They were generally rolling hills, but rolling hills that are bumpy aren't exactly rolling.
No, they don't sound very fun.
and we had a lot of that. We had a lot of that, and it was it ended up being a longer distance, too. You know, they try to get it close and they try to get it right. But anyway, I think the fact that it was Friday, I think the other thing is because it was Friday, mm-hmm. and I think a lot of people there were a lot of extra riders on Friday. I think they wanted to just simply sit back. They wanted to enjoy the time.
Sure.
Geode was a beautiful place. Then there was lots of stops to stop and while away some time. So, I got in, I think, a little after 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and they were coming in for quite a while after
me. Oh yeah, I was gonna say I was out there probably about 11 or 12. We originally thought the riders were going to be in about, you know, that 11 to 3 was when the bulk of them in, but that pretty much shifted back about 4 hours.
So yeah.
There were people coming in early, but it was sporadic. You'd have a rider, then a couple minutes, like another couple riders would come in. So that was the one thing that was off. But I think once everybody got into town, everybody had a blast.
Yeah, I think it was. And I think that the consensus that I picked up on the day after was that Burlington was a large enough town that it had area, and it had restaurants, and it had places to go.
Lots of different things for people to check out.
There was a lot of things, and so it was one of those things that you weren't limited to one street,
mm-hmm.
one square. A lot of these towns are basically the town square type of places. But anyway, that was last weekend. So you'll put that in the file for future use. But right now, the Gus Macker three-on-three basketball tournament gets underway. It's underway this weekend, and it is on Saturday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Sunday 8 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
So 150 teams, is that right?
That's right. So we're up from last year team-wise. We're really just getting the word out to invite the public down. You know, if you were on the fence about signing up, but maybe I'm not really ready to do it, come on down. Or if you're a basketball lover or a sports lover, come on down and check it out. Games will be played all Saturday and pretty much all Sunday. All ages, all skill levels. So you'll see the little kids up to the adults playing. And it's just a really fun, cool atmosphere, especially right there on the riverfront.
And again, it is a three-on-three basketball tournament. You've got you have a sort of a centerpiece court, don't you?
Yes. So that is it's called the Dream Court. So what that is it will be right in front of the auditorium, and it is a a sports work court, which essentially they bring in it's essentially a traveling court that they play on, and they lay this down, then they put bleachers around it. So essentially we make a little arena. They have their own announcer, and then we pull random teams through the tournament that gets to play in there. So the announcer comes out and gives the kids nicknames, and they do play-by-play. And the kids and even the adults have a ton of fun.
How many different divisions do you have, do you know, Dustin?
That is a great question. They're set up...
It's for all ages.
Yeah,
I know it
is.
It distributes all the way. So.
We have some... there's a few divisions that are smaller, that have five or six teams. Some that go up to like 18. I think we're running 20 courts, pretty close to 20 courts. So we'll have most of them going almost all the time.
All right. So it'll be... So there's always some, there'll be a lot of things to look at and watch, and it'll be a warm day, so dress appropriately.
Yep. So, all of the games are 20 minutes each, so they're relatively short. So you can just come down, pop down, watch some basketball. I think we've got...
do you have, a 10-minute first half, a 10-minute second half?
Nope, it's continuous play. Okay. They've got one timeout that they can take, and it's first team to 15. They play by ones and twos. So it's just your half-court basketball game. It's fun. We've got feel free to come down for lunch. We've got, I don't know, five or six food trucks down there. The restaurant's right there on Jefferson Street, too, as well. So it's just going to be a super fun sports atmosphere.
If you're playing in the tournament, how many games do you have to play to win
your division? Depends on the division. So they play at least a couple of games the first day. And then they stay in the winner's bracket. So I would say six maybe for maybe a little bit more for the bigger divisions. And then if you ended up losing, you go into the toilet bowl. And we talked about this
right.
last time for the consolation bracket. And they even have their little toilet bowl trophies that we hand out for the winners.
How big of a regional draw is this for you guys?
Big. Last year, we don't have the final team, the locations. Last year, we drew from... I don't know, eight states. It was a huge draw last year. A lot of teams regionally, but we were as far west as we had a team from Denver. We had a couple teams from Minnesota, one from Michigan, I believe. But the bulk of the teams are 4 hours away. We had some from St. Louis down in the Quincy Hannibal area. We had a couple teams from Peoria, all over the place, Des Moines.
So it should be a win.
It's a huge draw. It's the only one in Iowa.
Should be a win-win for the area hotels and restaurants and gas stations and all that sort of thing. Not that last weekend wasn't a rather significant draw.
Nope, but it's always great to have things going on just to help draw people to town and show them our beautiful community.
How do you think we ended up, by the way, speaking of last week, how do you think the community benefited financially? Any idea?
I can go off of, there was a study done a couple years ago. We asked RAGBRAI what the economic
impact
was. Yes, thank you for that, of RAGBRAI. And they didn't really have a great answer. They pointed back to a study that was a year or two ago, and I'm paraphrasing, and you may have to go back and check me, but I believe they said every rider spends on average $30 to $40 now, every person that comes through.
Right.
So if you've got 25,000 people that come into town.
You can do the math, right?
Yeah, it's a million and a half dollars over a span of, 8 to 24 hours.
Yeah.
So it's a great boost for the community.
All right. Well, hopefully this will be another great boost this weekend. The Gus Macker 2019 3-on-3 basketball tournament, Saturday 8 to 5, Sunday 8 to 4 on the Burlington Riverfront, 150 teams. And come on down and
come
watch.
Check it out.
And there's no charge for watching.
Nope, no charge. We've got bleachers to sit. Otherwise, feel free to bring a chair and just come hang out for the afternoon.
All right. Dustin Roth, the Marketing and Communications Director for the Greater Burlington Partnership. Dustin, have a good time this weekend, too.
I will.
Okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you.